And you're welcome back to County Clare. This morning we've been hearing from people in the county on what matters to them as the election campaign continues. Our reporter Tommy Meskell got a snapshot of views on the main street in Ennis-Dymond.
I think the main thing is health, number one. Limerick, and it's just not Limerick, you know, and the overcrowding and the trolleys. It's just the thought of getting ill. My mother is 88 and we're caring for her at home and we are praying. If nothing happens, that she has to go to hospital.
What concerns me would be the old age pension, because I'm an old age pensioner and it's hard to live in a 250 a week. It's a state pension. It is hard to live in it. So that's one thing. I'm sure for a lot of the young people, I suppose the employment would be a big thing for them, you know.
We're here in Ennis-Dymond, a town that's seen as one that's doing quite well. Would you agree with that?
Oh, it is. It has improved a lot over the years. Yeah, it is doing pretty good, yeah. It is, yeah. But still, there is it's remote enough. You have to travel to Innes, Limerick, or Shannon, like in or Galway, for jobs, you know.
And just finally, can I ask you about Blake's Corner?
Oh, it should have been knocked. Blake's Corner should have been, the house should have been knocked and moved back when the recession started and rebuilt stone by stone, and traffic would flow.
Pat Tierney, Cooley House, Ennis-Dymond, County Clare. Our town is thriving, all right. There's a lot of buildings were vacant and now they've become occupied again, you know, with new businesses in the town, new restaurants and the whole lot. And
what's the reason for that?
I don't know, really. It seems the way to go now is coffee shops and eating houses, more so than my business, a public house, you know. But I get a lot of Americans in, you know, and it's great to see them coming over every year. And I do get a lot of repeat business off the Americans, which is fantastic, you know.
Those views from Ennis-Dymond, gathered by our reporter Tommy Meskell.